If a tree falls in a forest and no one is around to hear it, does it make a sound? Really? That's the best cliche you can offer me when my mother's gone. My mum, the only other false white pine for miles, disappeared, vanished. Not cut down to make some human's couch or toothpicks or something else that's a crime against tree-manity, just gone. G-O-N-E. Where the hell is she? Now you see her, now you don't. It's like Houdini came back from the grave, made a flying visit to Batlow and said to the mayor of Tumutshire, "Let me vanish your second last false white pine for you. Abracabloodydabra." For hundreds of years, she proudly stood there, 23 and a half of them beside me, spawning me. Well, if that is the right human term, and, well, if it isn't, what do I care? I'm a tree, not a bloody dictionary, and I've lost my mum. Are you around to hear that? Where was I? Ah, yes. She was spawning me, nurturing me, shading me until I could face the midday sun without getting burned, then sheltering me from the fires, taking the heat and flames before I'd have to. Geez. She was lovely, my mum. Tall, beautiful. Her needles sparkling emeralds in the sunlight. Her long limbs swaying to the rhythms of the universe under the twinkle of the stars. She was a welcoming home to bugs and birds. A gentle host to lizards and lorikeets. Even once to a very lost koala who mistook her for a eucalypt. As if. Oh, koalas. Don't get me talking about how they dig their razor-sharp claws into your back and plonk their pudgy little bodies on your trunk at the very worst spot imaginable. If you know what lower back pain's like, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Ask any tree out here and we'll all tell you the same thing. Just ask. We used to have hundreds of pines in my family. Maybe it was thousands. I don't really know. I'm not good at counting. For a long while, we thought humans were our friends. Yeah, right. They planted us in long, wide rows, gave us plenty of room to stretch our limbs, water to drink, air to breathe, lots of friends to grow up with, to sing songs as the wind rustled through our branches. It was a damn good life. Then came the war. But, like they say, don't mention the war. By the end of it, my mum and I were the only ones left standing. The two of us. Together. Now it's just me. What are you going to do about it? Do you hear? Are you there? Oh. Is anyone listening? Oh.